It's Joe Perkins on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back to the show. Happy Monday. It seems like all of last year, the story we heard when it came to Victoria's rental market was that things were tight, very tight. It wasn't until just a few months ago, I think it was in November, that the vacancy rate went up to a single digit, which everyone in town seemed to celebrate, which is pretty brutal. A 1% vacancy rate, that is very tight for anyone looking to rent a home. My question, though, as we get into this new year, is what is going to happen? Will it become easier for someone to find a rental home here in the capital city? My guest to talk about this is Leo Spaltaholtz. He's a realtor. He's with HouseHuntVictoria.ca. Leo, thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Where are we at right now? What's the current status of Victoria's rental market?
Well, there's really two things going on right now. One is there's a very normal cycle in Victoria. We always go between extremely low vacancy rates like we've had in the last couple of years to kind of moderate low vacancy rates, some around that 3 to 4%. And so right now what's happening is we're returning back to that kind of more normal, moderate vacancy rates. That's normal. That has happened over the last few decades. Every few years, it goes between those two levels. But I think there's a much bigger story going on, which is that this is the very first time that we really have significant rental construction in the pipeline. If you look at the last 25 years, so sort of 1990 to 2015 of data, the average number of new rentals that were constructed in the region were only about 200. And if you look at the starts that are going in the ground right now, in the last year, it's almost 2,000. So right now, we're building almost 10 times as many rental apartments as we have for the last 25 years.
Wow. Who do we have to thank for that?
It's really been, I think a lot of the priority has come from a lot of the municipalities. There's also been some more provincial funding for affordable housing that has helped there. But I think a lot of it is just really overdue construction, right? I mean, the last time we had significant rental construction was 4 or 5 decades ago in the region, and they're finally catching up.
Are developers realizing that there's a desperate market for this and that they can make a couple bucks by providing, you know, full buildings that are specifically for rental units?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have the municipalities incentivizing that,
right,
and various levels of governments as well. We also had quite a slow rental condo market between 2010 and around 2014-15. And so I think developers were also looking at other ways to get that return where the appreciation wasn't there and the prices weren't appreciating as quickly on the condo side.
So you combine those two things, the fact that, you know, the vacancy rate is very low. It's been low for some time. We need rental units. Developers know that if they build it, people will rent them up. Combined with the fact that governments are sort of giving some incentives to these developers, look, build this, and we're going to give you a break here or a break there. You combine those things, and that's what we're seeing right now in 2019, is that those two things are really coming to fruition. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's going to be quite different than in the past, where we sort of very gradually got back to that sort of 3 to 4% vacancy rate.
Right.
If you look at the projects that are under construction right now and the projects largely out in Langford, a lot of those are going to be coming to completion in this year and then in 2020. And I think we're going to see quite a jump in that vacancy rate. And that's great for renters, right? If you look at rents in the last year, they've jumped, I believe, almost 10% on average.
What does this do, though, for people that are looking to buy? I mean, if we've got all these buildings dedicated solely for renters, what is that going to do for the other markets, the condo markets, the people looking to get into the market for the first time?
Well, I think it does two things. One, it takes a little bit of the pressure off in terms of having that rental, right? In the last few years, we saw people getting rent evicted, desperately low vacancy rates, rent rapidly escalating, and that was pushing people into buying because it was so insecure to be renting. So it's a good thing that they'll have a more secure rentals, hopefully not as fast depreciating rents. But the other side of it, as you say, is there's also very low inventory on the condo side. And condo construction is up, but not nearly as much as, say, in the last boom in 2007 when we had most of that construction was going into the condo market for resale. So we are still going to need some more condo inventory as well to satisfy that side of the market.
These projects that you're talking about that are going to hit the market this year, are these buildings that are solely rental only?
Quite a lot of them are, yeah. There's a lot of dedicated rental construction, especially out in Langford.
Hmm.
If you go out there, Oxley Corners, and a lot of buildings going up that are sort of that, you know, six floors, kind of mid-rise level.
Right.
That are dedicated rentals, but there's also some mixed rental condo units out there.
Could this be a good news for the condo owner? I mean, if we have a new condos coming on the market, dedicated just to renters out there, could that put the demand up for people looking to buy in the condo market? Could condo prices, you know, go up because of this?
I don't really think so, actually. I mean, there's a couple things that happening there. One is it really removes the pressure from renters that are, you know, not being forced out into the condo market right now. The other thing is it does make the case for investment in condos a little bit less attractive if there's a lot more dedicated rentals out there. So that means renters are not as reliant on, you know, investors buying up condos and renting them out on the private market. The entire condo market is a little bit running out of steam this year, so I don't see huge price appreciation on that front in the next year or two.
Now, where do you think we'll be at the end of this year? Once all these projects hit the market, do you think we could see a rental vacancy rate in Victoria around the 4 or 5% mark? Will it spike?
I think it will spike. I don't think it'll be quite as high as that. I suspect it'll be closer to 2 to 3%.
All right.
But, yeah, I do think this is going to be unlike previous cycles where it was very gradual. I think we will hit a bit of a spike this year and then also next year. And I think that's great news.
And could rental prices come down because of that? That was my last question for you.
Yeah, they could. It's certainly not out of the question. I believe right now the market is so tight for rentals that I don't think even this new supply is going to shock it to the point where overall average rents are going to go down, but I wouldn't be surprised if it basically stopped appreciating or almost went down to maybe a percent or two. And that's really the real solution, right? I mean, we saw this regulatory change where they capped renting increases to the rate of inflation. That's nothing, right? That's politics. That's a stopgap solution. The real solution to escalating rents is to build more supply, and luckily that's happening now.
Interesting stuff, Leo. We'll leave it there. It sounds like this is all good news, especially if you are a renter in this region.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Thanks for your time, Leo. Leo Spaltaholtz, he's a realtor. He is with househuntvictoria.ca. There's some great stuff there if you want to go online and check it out.